This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an empowering teaching titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Today he speaks about creating a win-win situation. Let's listen in.
Today I want to give you one more key that will help you to avoid conflict. I call it a win-win situation. A win-win situation. What's a win-win situation? A win-win situation is that sometimes we have conflicts because one person wants to win so that the other will lose. One person wants to gain everything so that the other will lose. Now, when you have that kind of mindset, you may not be able to resolve conflicts. But when we have the mindset that we want a win-win situation, I'm not the only one who must win. I must win. You also must win. Which means we are taking the other person's interest into account. What happens is that it becomes easier for you to solve conflicts. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let's read the scripture. The Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, every man also on the things of others. In other words, he says that if you don't want to do things out of strife, have this mindset that you always want to create a win-win situation. So he says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, I win and you win. I remember some time back, I was talking to this gentleman who was married. And he had a problem with his wife. The problem he had with his wife was that he didn't want his wife to go to the university. And I said, why? And he said to me, if my wife goes to the university, she'll become very proud. She also didn't want his wife to build a house. And she told me, my wife is becoming very proud. And I said, what is she doing? And he said to me, my wife is making plans to build a house. He's becoming very proud. And I couldn't understand him. So I said to myself, listen, if your wife goes to the university, it's to your own benefit. The income of the family will rise. If your wife builds a house, it's your own benefit. Because when she builds the house, at least she can rent the house out and you will have more money. But this guy did not want the wife to progress in any way. Because to him, for him to be able to control his wife, he must make sure that it's a win-lose situation. So that at any point in time, the wife is so financially weak and dependent on him that the wife dare not express her opinion or do anything. So this guy was building his marriage with a win-lose situation. In other words, I win and you lose. And do you know what? There was a lot of conflict in the marriage. Then I said to him, if you continue on this path, your marriage will break down and you will divorce. Because a win-lose situation is not a realistic thing. By all means, something will break or give somewhere. He didn't listen. Time passed, and unfortunately, my words came to pass. They broke up. They divorced. And do you know what? When the wife went away, the university she went, the house she built. All the same. So in a win-lose situation, the Bible says it causes things to be done out of strife. That's why it says in Philippians 2, 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Then verse 4 says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So even when we are working with people and we create a win-win situation, it helps to build a good working relationship. It helps the work to move on. It makes everything nice. It makes everybody feel like it's a part of it. And when you do that, conflict, agitations, and problems go down. I'll give you an example. In the Bible, there was a man called Laban, and he employed Jacob. And in Laban's business arrangement, it always had to be a win-lose situation. He wins, and you lose. And there are people like that. Anytime you do business with them, their aim is they will swindle you, they will cheat you, they will take all the money, they will swerve you. That's their mindset. So once they enter into any relationship with you, business relationship with you, their mind is a win-lose relationship. Such people can develop long business relationships. It won't be long, there'll be a fight. It won't be long that the people that they went into business with are disgruntled and they are fighting. That was Laban's strategy. So in Genesis chapter 31, verse 41, this is what Jacob said to Laban. He said, "Thus have I been 20 years in your house." He said, "I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. In Laban's company, they don't increase salaries. They decrease salaries. The more you work, the more your salary goes down as the years are going by. And you know, Jacob married two of his daughters, Leah and Rachel. And for each daughter, he made him work for 7 years. So he worked 14 years for these two daughters. Can you imagine? That's a high price to pay. Back-breaking, laboring work, 14 years. So at the end of the period, Laban had all the money and Jacob was broke after 20 years. Then Jacob started praying to God. And God heard his prayer. And then God told Jacob that he was going to bless him. And so Laban made a deal with Jacob. He said, "Okay, you see my cattle? All the white cattle will be mine. All the black cattle will be yours." But when he said that, he took all the black cattle away. Which means that they can never give birth, ever. The guy was going to lose all his money. But you know, God was on his side. The anointing of God came upon Jacob. And surprisingly, when the cattle gave birth, they were black and white. And then Jacob started getting richer than Laban because God assisted him. So even in this story, God proved that he does not like a win-lose situation. It always has to be a win-win situation. I think about Jesus. You know, Jesus was a win-win man. He did not take advantage of people. The Bible says that one day he went to the beach to go and preach. In Luke chapter 5, the Bible says, in verse 1, "It came to pass, as he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. And he saw two ships standing by the lake. The fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Peter's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land." Verse 4 says, "And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught." Verse 5, the Bible says, "Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Verse 6 says, "When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of their fishes, and their net broke." Now, this was Peter. He was a preacher, and he wanted to preach the gospel. So he went down to the seaside by the beach. But when he got there, he realized that the crowd was too much, and they were trampling him down. So he decided to get into the boat and move a little bit from the shore and stand in the boat and preach. And it was a wise idea. Why? Because the breeze from the sea will also carry his voice down to the shore so that people will hear. So it's more like some kind of natural microphone or megaphone or whatever you want to call it. So Peter stood there. Jesus stood there and he preached. So at the end of the preaching, Jesus had achieved his aim of preaching. But what about Peter? Peter was not there for preaching. He was there for fishing. He was a businessman. And Jesus realized it. So he said, okay, you know what? This has to be a win-win situation. I came here to preach. This man, Peter, came here to fish. So in as much as he has helped me to preach, I will also help him to catch his fish. So Jesus said to Peter, do you know what? I want to catch fish with you for a while. So can you imagine? God himself went fishing with a fisherman. They went deep into the sea, and then he told Peter, let down your net for a draft. When they did that, they caught a lot of fishes. And the Bible says, and their net broke. What was that? It was a win-win arrangement. Jesus said, as you have helped me spiritually, I will also help you in your fishing business. It tells you the mentality of Jesus and the mindset of Jesus. It says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And I think Jesus demonstrated it powerfully in this story when he went out fishing with Simon Peter. So I want to say that whatever relationship that we are in, be it work, be it marital, be it with our children, be it with our friends, be it in business, be it the paying people, relating to people. As Christians, let's develop this mindset, a win-win relationship.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that to resolve conflicts, we must have the mindset of creating a win-win situation in our relationships. Join Kakrabaden same time Monday for another powerful session of the Air Power broadcast.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakrabaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you will be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakrabaden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.